Hey guys, Helmut Mayer from Biblical Hebrew Perspectives on YouTube. Today's talk kind of comes on the back of the one that we had about sin. And I must say I have a reluctance to start speaking about what we're going to do today because I just realize it gets more intense and you have to not only talk about things, you have to think and do the necessary introspection. Be it as it may, today we're speaking about repentance. Now, one of the first times we hear Jesus speak in public, Matthew 3 verse 2, he speaks out and says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." And equally important, in Acts 3:19, when the disciples started spreading this news about Jesus, this is also one of the first things that they said, "Repent and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out." Now, if I ask you to provide one English word, one English synonym, that kind of explains what you understand of repentance, what would that be? You know, words like regret, sorrow, apology, confession, even bereavedness, being downcast, comes up. But the interesting thing when we think about repentance, it rarely ever includes action. Now, in Jewish thought, and we'll get to the Hebrew word behind it, but teshuva is the word, it's a profound dynamic concept in Judaism. And it's rooted in the idea of returning to yourself and reconnecting with God. Kind of central theme in Jewish life. And what stands out about it is that it's a process of transformation for the individual and the community. But now you go, but that's Jewish, right? What about the Greek word behind repentance? Now here's an interesting little fact. All the writers of the New Testament were Jewish, except for Luke, and scholars are kind of on the fence whether Mark was a Jew or a Gentile. But all the rest of them were rooted in Jewish thinking. Let us go back. Repentance in English, it literally comes from the French word repentir, and that comes from the Latin word penitentia. And that word literally means to have regret or to show contrition. And you see, this probably is where we get the idea of feeling regret or sorrow for our actions and sins, and probably the desire to change or the desire to improve. Okay, let's dig into the New Testament, into the Greek. The Greek word for repentance is the word metanoia. And this literally means a change of mind or a change of heart. And that is for another talk. Basically, transformation. I love it. The Hebrew is the word teshuva, and this comes from the root word shuv, which means to return or to turn back. It could even mean to bring back or to recover. And this idea is central in Judaism. Check this out. The first time we read about Teshuvah is in Genesis 3 verse 19. "By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground." Genesis 8 verse 9. "But the dove could find no place to set its feet and it returned to the ark." There's a whole bunch of scriptures that clearly indicate Teshuvah, or the word shuv in Hebrew, has an action to change direction. And this begs the question, where does this leave us with the English word repentance? Now, interesting, both metanoia in Greek and teshuva in Hebrew implies action. Both of them is a resolute decision to turn. Turn away from whatever. Turn away from what you've been doing. Turn away from your lovelessness, your lawlessness, your inability to be transparent, or whatever the case may be. And it implies to turn towards or return to God. Metanoia, teshuva, the action to turn. It's the action to return to God. And maybe just one final thought to land this conversation. Note that Jesus calls himself the way, the trail, the path. If you think about turning or returning, the meaning of repentance changes completely. Be blessed and take care.